2,272 for each connection. There's seven connections within about 100 metres of one another. How they can justify that? Can one air about 15,000 or something to that extent? And then there's two at the end of it that will not be supplied after being paying their 2,272. Now, if we talk about equality, I want to say to you, this is not a local problem. This is a national problem. Because I can raise this at Donegal County Council, but Irish Water are the people responsible. And this is why I want to highlight it with yourselves, not just because of the one instance, but this is a national program where people have been charged this kind of money just to have a natural water supply.
Now, I mean, obviously, these are houses looking to connect to the water supply.
No, they are.
Yeah, is a charge unreasonable? Because obviously, you know, you have to open the ground, you have to...
Greg, I just said to you, Greg, if there's seven connections around each other within about 100 metres of one another, then it can't be justified. But here is the other instance, Greg. If we talk about our constitution, we talk about equal treatment of our people, and there are elderly people there as well, and I know some of them say they can't even afford it, and will they be borrowing money to do this connection? Now, it's not good enough, because they were notified that the water supply that they've had for years is unsafe, and they were sharing wells and doing a whole lot of stuff to try to keep people within water within their area. Now, to me, Greg, if in this day and age, as I say to you, this is not just a local problem. This is a national problem.
And some people are facing bills far in excess of what you're talking about.
Well, as well as that. Well, some of them would be cost another additional...
But I understand that Irish Water have a contract. I'm not sure if it's one contractor or two or three, but there's certainly less than a handful of them. And they obviously charge Irish Water. Who do you believe should be picking up the cost of connecting homes to the mains water?
Well, I think it should be on a shared basis. And I know that two of the people that it will cost them, maybe to take it 250 yards, maybe another 1,500 euro. Mm. So that's 3,772. So, Greg, if we talk about equality and if we talk about the Constitution and treat your people equally, I have a big problem. And I know that we'll say some of the people don't want to because it's controversial for them. Mm. And maybe they think they could be deprived. I don't think anybody should feel that way because...
You say they don't want to speak out for fear of being deprived of a water supply.
We all have entitlements, Greg, and we all have expectations to be treated equally. And that's where I'm coming from. And I know the other two councillors, in fairness to them in the Milford area, would support and were anxious to get these people service for years. And we were all at it, Greg. And now when it has come to fruition and they have laid the main up... And remember, this is a main had to go up anyway, Greg, to service the Gardlough supply for Rathmullen and so on.
So do you believe that Irish Water should absorb all the costs of new connections going forward?
Well, if you look, they're going to be consumers forevermore and they're going to be paying, when water charges are reintroduced, Greg, they'll be paying equal water with the rest of it. And I do think Irish Water should have a method whereby they can share the kind of cost and not impose it on one group of people, just unfortunately, because they live in a certain part of rural Donegal. And I have a big problem with the treatment of our people, even on our islands and even in rural Donegal, Greg, that there's somebody needs to come to terms. Does our constitution stand? Are the recipients of, we'll say, what that constitution administers, or are they not? So I said to you, Greg, initially, this is not just a local problem. This is a county problem and a national problem. Because all over this county, you'll run across this again, over and over again. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm talking to yourself about it is, I can talk on Donegal County Council, they'd be blue in the face, but Irish Water, I sent them an email, Greg, and I could show you the email I got back from them. Actually, more or less, sitting, and if I passed on the information on it and so on, it could be maybe unlawful and all this stuff. Well, holy Christ almighty, if they're going to think they're going to threaten me who represents other people to that extent, I would have no worry.
No, I think that's a GDPR issue that they'd be referring to there.
So you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying to you, Greg?
Which is kind of hamstrung councillors to some extent in the representations
well,
they can make on behalf of those who vote for them to the HSC or Irish Water.
Greg, we have little enough power as we are, and I'll be the first to be saying it shortly.
So how does this move forward then? Because I think there'll be some people out here.
Already.
I think
there'll
be
sorry,
councillor, just one moment.
Sorry,
I think there'll be some people out there who would think that if you are piping into the mains water, that less than 3,000 euro is kind of, you know, might be reasonable if you know what I'm on about. Do you think that's what a lot of people out there might think, or do you think most people would say, like you, that they shouldn't have to pay anything?
Greg, the comparison I will make, Greg, if you're living in an urban area where do you stand, where you have lighting, where you have foot passing, where you have everything else. These are rural people trying to exist.
And they just want water, a decent water supply.
You know, water, you know the importance of good water and the basic need that it is for families.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, to be deprived or expected to pay over and above the margin what's fair.
And it's difficult because, as you say, some have paid it already. For others, it's beyond their means. It seems that two neighbours beside each other, one having a usable, drinkable, proper water supply, and the next door neighbour not, it coming down to affordability. That's not the way it really should be, is it? That it shouldn't come for a basic, but so important thing like water. One neighbour shouldn't be without and one with, because one can afford it and one can't. Is that kind of what you're saying?
More or less, Greg. And some of them will have to extend it, I think, up to 200 metres from where they left the water off at.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of things. Two different people have to tag it off in two different ways as well, and that's additional cost. And you know yourself, for to arrange and do all that and buy the piping and get it bigger and do all the stuff and get through maybe land and all the rest of it, it's not easy, Greg.
So Irish Water aren't budging on this, are they?
Well, the email to me said, just set out specifically, our standard charge for anybody over 10 metres is 2272, mm-hmm. and anything beyond that, there could be additional charges as well. Mm-hmm. And it was quoted to me even that it could be 358 per metre after that.
Mm.
So, Greg, I do have a problem. I'm representing the people to the best of my ability, and I thank you for taking the call, and because I'll tell you why. As I said to you initially, that's not just a local problem.
No, a caller says Ian is right. We live in Letterkenny, and when we sought connection, we were asked for €4,000 per household, and some families could afford it and some couldn't, and it ended up not happening. It's very frustrating. We are still using well water. So those are people without proper water because of money.
You see what I said to you, Greg? They were given a mandate to go and supply the people of this country. From north to south. And imagine you have to ring Cork if you want to discuss something. And it's, look, it's totally beyond belief.
Well, we'll put an inquiry in with Irish Water ourselves as well. And
see
what they come back
and
with.
Greg, I'll welcome any response they have, and I'll talk to any of them. And as I said to you, I have an email from them. Mm-hmm. I sent an email to them deliberately on my own bat, owing to the fact that I appreciated the need of the people in the area over years with unsafe water supply, and elderly and others living there as well. And I know the circumstances, and I think it most unfair. And if you imagine, even throughout the country, if they shared the leg of that over the whole country, it would be so minimal that it would be quite deserving, and it would be quite a good thing to happen.